Today's show is brought to you by Bogart Extractors, an industry leader in hydrocarbon extraction. Over the last decade, Bogart has implemented many new technologies which have helped to revolutionize the way hydrocarbon extractions are performed. Each unit is made with sanitary stainless steel and is built and tested right here in the USA. Their certified system for use in licensed facility meet all NFPA and ASME standards and undergo peer reviewed by third-party engineers to ensure facilities and its employees can operate safely. Beyond simply making a functional extractor, Bogart has many additional features which make extraction faster and more cost-effective compared to other manufacturers. These features include hydrocarbon failing films to supercharge evaporation rates, heavy-duty explosion-proof pumps for flammable liquids and vapors, industrial chillers capable of maintaining large tanks of solvent at temperatures below 60 Celsius. They also offer extensive tech support and consultation services. So whether you need to set up an extraction lab from scratch or you just need some replacement gaskets, give them a call at 855-553-3887 or check out their website at www.bogart.com.
Welcome to The Hemp Show, the show that gives you access to the world of wholesale hemp, from raw materials to finished goods and everything in between. I'm your host, Mark Restelli. Welcome to the February 2nd, 2021 Hemp Show powered by CanTrade. My name is Mark Restelli. I'm the CEO of CanTrade and the host of The Hemp Show. Last up on The Hemp Show today, we have Daniel Garcia, the owner of Refined CBD. Daniel wants to eliminate the stigma associated with CBD and its users and to bring awareness to the general public about the importance of their 100% organic CBD products. At Refined CBD, they believe that stress, anxiety, and muscle pain don't discriminate. So they ensure that their products are accessible and affordable to everyone. Their products are strictly organic with no chemical additives and are grown under the best environmental conditions in Colorado. Thank you for joining us, Daniel, and welcome to The Hemp Show.
Thank you so much, Mark, and thank you, Sarah, for having us on The Hemp Show. This is our first time on Hemp Show, and we're really excited to network with you guys and all the companies in this field.
Excellent. Well, let's dive into Refined CBD. How long you been around? Where'd you get started? Where are you located? And what types of products do you produce?
Yeah. So, well, first of all, we are like a Latinx business founded. We launched about a couple of months ago, but we have put a lot of thought about it during the last year. Our goal is to inspire customers to function at a higher level while enjoying wellness and support their active lifestyle. So one of the reasons we, as a partner, me and my brother decided to launch the Refined CBD business was because around 4 years ago, I started using CBD to cope with anxiety. And I saw, like, as soon as I started using it, I saw results. So I was really excited about it. But one thing that stopped me from using it was its price. It wasn't as affordable as I thought it was. And also I saw other CBD users having the same issue. So we start looking at it. How can we bring high quality products at a really good price so people can use CBD all the time instead of using prescriptions medicine? Because if you compare the prices of a prescription medicine with CBD, CBD is like probably 3 or 4 times higher the price. So it's something that that was one of our goals, to provide really high quality products at a really affordable price.
Excellent. Well, that's great. Yeah, one of the things I've always not necessarily agreed with is when you look at the price of CBD products such as a tincture, and let's just say that tincture has 1,000 milligrams of CBD in it, which means technically roughly 1 gram. It has 1 gram basically. And that 1 gram usually costs $1 or less, $2, something like that. Yet this 1,000 milligram tincture is selling for $65.
Exactly. And
yeah. There's high margins in there for those producers, but you're at the cost of the consumers.
And yeah. So that's one of the reasons that we launched. And then we were thinking about it, like how most of companies how high is their profit? So how can we do it so people can have access all year long to the products? So one of the reasons was they can buy the products, we can make less profit, but still, at the end of the day, our margins are going to be higher, thinking as a company.
Sure.
Because it's something that they will use every single month instead of buying one time and then probably stop buying because it's price.
Right. Yeah. With the customers being so price sensitive and that price being so high, the moment that something is lower, whether it's a quality product or not, they're going to jump ship. But if you're providing a quality, consistent product and the customer knows exactly what they're going to get every time, they're going to keep coming back. So you're creating that brand loyalty as opposed to looking at your customer as strictly a paycheck.
Of course. And also, we were looking at the facts that in 2020, during COVID, how people, what were the way of buying products, because most of them couldn't go to a store to buy. So people were buying online, and about 50% of people were buying the brand that have the lowest price or the best promotion. So it's something that we decide to do it. And then regarding the products, we start kind of small. We start with four products. We have couple of tinctures, a topical, and tablets. They are like nighttime tablets. I can show you.
Oh yeah, so, please do if you have them here with us, definitely. So
first tincture that we have is this one.
It's for everybody that's listening. Daniel's holding up the refined CBD tincture. And how many milligrams is that? 900
That's 900 milligrams
per bottle.
Yes, and that's a mint flavor. So we try to emphasize on dosage too. Our products are kind of high on the dosage that we keep. The second tincture that we have is this one. This is the 1800 milligram unflavored tincture. So this is really good to add to any food or drinks.
What type of ingredients do you use in your tincture? What type of oils?
So they are a full spectrum. CBD oil, MCT oil, and sunflower lecithin. Just three ingredients. Then the other one, this is a muscle gel. It's used for after workout routines or if you have pain in your back. We've been working with a lot of influencers like that are in the fitness and workout world. So they can use after workout routines, and it's working really well. So we are trying to attack different areas, not just like mental health, but we are like focusing working with mixologists, chefs, athletes, so we can attack a lot of areas and everybody can benefit from CBD.
Excellent. Well, in a former lifetime, I was once an athlete, so I'm typically always in pain, but I'm gonna have to get some of that muscle cream for myself.
I'll be happy to send you some products over. And the last product that we have, this one, those are called CAM tablets. They contain 30 milligrams of CBD each, and also melatonin and chamomile. So they are meant to take at night before bed, and that will help you to fall asleep and to wake up refreshed in the morning.
The O'Cannabis Conference and Expo returns to Toronto June 1st through the 3rd, and there are still good booth locations available. This exciting event is free for cannabis retailers and will feature Tommy Chung receiving a Lifetime Achievement Award at the O'Cannabis Industry Awards. For more information about exhibiting or to register to attend, go to ocannabis.com. That's OCANNABIZ.com.
Excellent. So where are you guys, where's Refined CBD located? And then how does it work as far as producing the products? Are you working, do you work with a co-packer to refine your formulations?
Yes.
Or is it seed to sale situation? How's that work?
No, we work with a manufacturer who is 100% vertically integrated. They are in charge of the whole process. We are located in Massachusetts, but our manufacturer is located in Colorado.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. Yeah, actually my three co-founders, Brian, Adam, and Drew, and Adam's with us. They're all from Massachusetts. So yeah. Probably right down the street. From what I know, I've never been there. It's places only like that big. So
it looks like that, but it's huge.
Excellent. So what does the future look like for Refined CBD? What are your goals? Are you planning to expand the product line? Yeah. Is there a specific focus? I know you mentioned the fitness market, stuff like that. Is there a specific market and client that you're looking to cater to and kind of build? Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so we've been a couple of months in the market. So we want to increase our range of products. We've been looking at introducing in this quarter, at the end of the quarter one, the AM tablets. They are similar to the nighttime tablets, but they contain caffeine and B12. So they're really good taking in the morning.
Yeah, so basically a good CBD caffeine, you know, with some positive vitamin pick me up for the morning.
Yeah, of course.
And also get that brain fire.
They are monthly supplies, so you can take one a day, and it's really easy to keep how many tablets you will take.
I'm gonna need one of those AM tablets for the hemp show so I can be wired when I'm on here.
Yeah, of course. I take it in the morning before a coffee and like I'm so awake.
You took it before a coffee? So you took it then a coffee?
No, I take before. I take before I leave my house and then I get a coffee.
I personally don't drink coffee, so whenever I do have caffeine, it really gets me lit.
Yeah, I feel the same. We are looking at also introducing hemp flower. We are trying to partner with some companies who can help us with the packaging and other with the hemp flower.
Do you currently have access to the hemp flower quality you're looking for, or are you looking specifically for the grower to provide that hemp flower?
And I think one of the benefits like joining Cantrade is that networking with a lot of companies that can help during the process, because just to get one product, in some cases, a lot of companies are going to be involved.
Well, I mean, example earlier on the hemp show today, Urban Extracts, you know, if you're ever looking, I know you're in Massachusetts, so they're over in New York, but so they're, you know, little stones throw away, but they can produce whatever you need. And then we've got a ton of farmers, especially we've got low quantity farmers, you know, so smaller volume, more boutique, but they would definitely be the ones to reach out if you're trying to expand to a flower brand.
Yeah.
You want to make sure you lock down some really high quality, consistent flower that's also unique. I mean, not the standard, we'll say corporate commoditized, you know, bulk flower. You want something that's got that boutique, got that smell along with the good bag appeal. It's aesthetically pleasing and tastes great and functions great for what it's supposed to be doing.
Yeah, we're looking at the strains. We don't want to do just industrial hemp. Like we want to focus in each strain, which has different effects and benefits. Then regarding the marketing also, Laura from Best Buds was talking about how it's kind of difficult, the marketing for the CBD business. We've been working basically with influencers. We are not focusing in one area specific, as I told you before. Some of the other influencers are in the cannabis industry, which at the beginning was kind of difficult to introduce them, because I feel a lot of people that a lot of cannabis users, they don't believe in the benefits of CBD, or they just prefer smoking on using CBD. But bringing the benefits, just the medical benefits of cannabis, has been great for them, and I think they have promoted that to their audience. We've been in touch with chefs, mixologists, to also try to introduce our own flavor tincture to different uses. You can use it at home.
Now that you mentioned chefs, let's make sure that we get Swarnjeet some of your products to go ahead and utilize in the recipes for the CBD Food Network.
Of course, I reached to them last week, I think. So hopefully we'll be in contact soon, and we can partner and see what they kind of your future.
Excellent. Yeah, let's do that. But so that wraps up our time today. If you're interested in connecting with Daniel and Refined CBD, please add them to your network on CanTrade. You can also find links to their business profile and store menu in the CanTrade feed and in the podcast and YouTube show notes. Thank you so much for joining us today, Daniel.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you, Mark, for having me, and looking forward to getting in touch with all of you.
Excellent.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
Hey everyone, it's Ryan from the Cannabis Connoisseur podcast. If you're looking for ways to utilize cannabis to keep you healthy, strong, and sharp, come join us every Wednesday where we dive into the best ways to use cannabis to optimize your life. Topics include cannabis and athletics, cannabis for productivity, cannabis for anxiety, cannabis for a healthy immune system, and so much more. If you're a curious connoisseur, this show is for you. So please head over to our page, and we're looking forward to seeing you this week. Bye.